It's Emma and I'm catching up with Esther Morrison. She's here to give us the lowdown of some of the events taking place in New Mills. Well, thanks for joining us, Esther. So what's happening?
Well, we're going to do a recap first on last week's Quizit, which raised £138, the Christmas lights on Union Road. So big thank you to everybody who came to last week's quiz. And this week we're raising funds for Kinder Mountain Rescue with a Quizit at the Rock Tavern on Thursday night from 9 o'clock. In terms of what's actually going on now, I found a wonderful thing at St George's Parish Church. They've got a monthly film club, and because we're in the run-up to Halloween, they're doing a secret sci-fi film, i.e. they're not telling us what it is, so it's anybody's guess. And they're actually going to start it with a set from Synchro. They released a new EP at the beginning of October, and they're doing DJ set from 7:15 until the film starts at 7:45. So it's a great opportunity to do something a bit different.
Yeah, great idea. I like that one. Yeah,
cocktails in the graveyards as well, in the intervals, is a feature of St George's. And then on Saturday, I've got sort of two things, both musical. At the Springbank Arts Centre, they've got a quartet that plays Parisian music. Makes you feel of your long weekends away in Paris. So they're doing sort of traditional French songs by the likes of Edith Piaf, who I remember from school. 90s, 60s French pop. Serge Gainsbourg, and they hold your handbag thing, and jazz and impressionist music. And it's only £10 for adults and £8 for concessions, and they've got a full bar there as well to keep you going for the evening.
Even better.
And if you want something a little bit different, the Denton Choir, called the Monday Mondays, are on again at St George's Parish Church, and they're a 5-part a cappella choir, and they are doing a huge rate. They're really, really popular. They make everybody comes out at their concerts with a big smile on their face. Again, the tickets are £10 for adults and £8 for concessions. And for this one, you can get them from the tickets from Juice Graphics on Union Road, or the telephone number to call is 07 540 687 123.
And where's that one taking place?
And that's at St George's Parish Hall.
And what's happening next week?
Next week we've got a nice big spag, actually, because of course it's Halloween and therefore it's school half term. So for all the parents out there who are at a bit of a loose end, the New Mills Arts Centre are doing a 3-day sort of summer school. They're doing from Wednesday the 25th through to Friday the 27th, and they're calling it Ghoul School. So they're going to be doing songs and dances and poems and comedy sketches. And then all the kids that attend are working towards doing a live show at 5 o'clock on the 27th of October on the Arts Theatre stage. So to book a place on that, and it's £75 for the 3 days, the email is takepart2015@gmail.com, or you can call 07 841 704 746.
That's great. And what else have we got to look forward to?
Well, I've got an adult one and another young child one. For the grown-ups amongst us, it's the Beer and Gin Festival at the Pack Horse Inn on Mellor Road in New Mills. And that's from Friday, October the 27th until Sunday, October the 29th. And it's even bigger than it was last year, which was very popular. They'll be doing about 25 real ales, they say, and 20 gins available over the weekend. This is, I don't know if you know the Pack Horse, but it's a really good community pub. At the beginning of this month, they raised over £1,100 for their McMillan Coffee Morning, which is a round for applause.
Yeah, it's folks. Going some, isn't it?
It's going, that's a serious amount of money. And on Monday the 31st, which of course is Halloween itself, we've got an alternative to the traditional Halloween. I thought it might be nice because some kids don't really enjoy it that much. So this is a light party at the Revive Church in New Mills, which is on High Street. And it's for kids aged 5 to 11 with lots of fun and games and a celebration of all that is good and light, because obviously we're heading towards Diwali as well. And they're asking the children to bring their brightest costumes or neon and bright colours, but no Halloween costumes, just really bright and breezy. And it's only £1 per child. And you can get the tickets from Kids Life at the church on Thursday evenings or from the Revive coffee shop on Market Street.
That's great. Well, it looks like there's plenty to look forward to. And until next time.
Yes, look forward to it.